Your storytelling is amazing.
Listen.
I had it all pictured in my head. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, y'all try to say the same thing. Hold up. Hold up.
We've been together for damn near 10 years.
Okay, yeah, y'all twins. Okay. All right. So, like I said, our first interaction was November. And she swore up and down, like, once she left, dude, it was going to be me. Like, she really liked me. She wanted to have a baby with me. Like, it was a whole lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, girl, I ain't paying you no mind. I was doing what I do. Like, at the end of the day, you can't trap me unless I really know you for me.
Right.
I'm a Cancer, so I could pick up on fake-ass vibes. Like, one thing about it, a Cancer, no. So she was in the club, and at one point, like, my best friend, we work at the club. If my best friend is checking you in the club for how you doing me, it's a problem. And I'm not even stopping her. Like, she checking you, it's a problem. So she was just like, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. Like, you really down, and I will really clip a bitch for you, and da-da-da-da. I know if anything go wrong, I will be there, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, shorty, like, you doing a whole lot for somebody that's still out here taking some dick and don't want to fuck with me. Like, you entertainment at this point.
So y'all hadn't done nothing since November?
And nah, we have.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Like, I was in her phone as Kaya with the good pussy, and I had to change that. Like, please, you gotta relax, mama. You gotta relax, cause
was it spelled out or was it like emoji?
No, it was spelled out with emojis. Like, it was spelled out.
She's a showman, this shit.
Yeah, she did. She did. Like, it was on some. Like, the girl I'm talking to now, she got disrespectful. Like, I'm the one. Well, she ain't say it while I was on the phone with her, but she was like, she don't know I'm the one eating your coochie. I said, baby, you haven't ate this coochie in like 2 months. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's been a minute. What do you mean? Like,
it's really tough.
I said, you gotta relax. And she's like, I love you, but I love you, and I love you. And I'm like, yo, like, you need to chill. So anyway, she started messing with new dude. New dude start coming up in the club, and he's on some, like, I feel like he was trying to be funny. I could have read the scene wrong, but I feel like he was trying to be funny. Like, don't ask me. You came in here with a shorty you know I did something with, and you ask me who my favorite dancer in the club is. I'm for sure going to tell you not her. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. So it started from there, and I was like, all right, yeah, he trying to be funny. They called my phone. Well, he had called my phone off her phone one time. They was fucking. And I said, yo, nigga trying to be funny? That's not my nigga. He trying to be funny. Blocked. Now you crying. Oh, you see what you did. Like, this is my friend. I really love. Girl, oh, bye. Like, Lord. You let it happen. Uses
a kiki kiki. Wait. Niggas is out of line. Like, niggas is completely.
I'm a female. You can't be insecure over no female. At all. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying I'm not rich. I'm gonna say that right now. I'm not rich. You drive a Tesla. I drive a Hyundai Tucson. What the fuck you gotta be insecure for?
Bruh, like,
come on now. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. You. I know I'm a bad bitch. Like, oh, I know
to,
I am.
Oh, she used to fuck with her bitch. I'm a god.
Right. Like, you insecure. Like, you drive that's a whole. Weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, you drive a Tesla. You live in a nice house because we gonna fast forward to this past weekend. So shorty found out I was talking to somebody, and it was fuck her, fuck that bitch. I could do this. Shorty tried to hit me with it because I got spoiled on Valentine's Day. I could buy you $1,200 in food stamps, bitch.
Wait.
What? Yes. She got real, like, she was trying so hard.
$600.
Like, right. She started wilding. And I'm like, yo, like, you bugging, like, because we never been on that type time, like, ever. So she ended up blocking me and stuff like that. And she had put me on to one of her dudes, whatever, you know, for money and shit like that. And I'm like, all right, cool. But he was getting disrespectful on my phone. Mind you, I rode for this girl. Like,
yeah.
You was my bitch. Like, I'm riding for you. Like, I looked at you as a really good friend. So she ended up blocking me, and I'm like, you know, like, what was that for? I checked her in the club. I'm like, what was that for? Like, I feel like that was real wrong for the way I stood up for you. She's like, oh, because I seen you bragging about that girl and posting what you posted for Valentine's Day, and it really would have hurt me if you would have posted her. And
Lord,
I said,
mercy.
girl, you got a whole dude. When you posted up with him after telling me he was not your nigga for Valentine's Day and y'all calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend, I ain't block you. I ain't, because I don't look at you that way. Like, you was literally just my entertainment.
Right.
So,
one night stand, call it a night.
She starts in my face, but I love you. And da 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 da. Like, tell me you love me. And I'm like, girl, like, you lost me. Like, that's just what it is. And her dude end up coming to the club, whatever, whatever. And this finna get real spicy. So because she was disrespecting the person I was dealing with, we was in the bathroom, we was talking, whatever, whatever. And dude came to the bathroom like, is she in the bathroom with Kaya? And everybody kept telling her no. Cause again, like, he real pressed about me. So oh, this get real spicy. Oh my God. This get real spicy. So I guess he ended up bringing some girl he used to mess with in the club. Oh. And she's like, yeah, he brought his ex. Wait,
the same night that she was in there?
Yeah. Yeah, they was on like a three-way FaceTime. I don't know. So they end up, it was the end of the night. Time went by and it was the end of the night, whatever. And she's like, I'm like, I feel like the girls that y'all brought was kind of being funny to me, like saying I'm breaking up a happy home, whatever the case may be. But whole time, like, the shorty in my face, like, wanting to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, since you want to be funny about who I'm fucking with, I'm going to be funny towards your nigga. So I said some things, but I'm not going to say that on here because that's going to get me real caught up. But I said some things, and dude looked at me outside of his Tesla, feeling insecure, with bold eyes, and he was so pissed. But the girls that he was with, they wasn't, like, I guess they were supposed to kick it back at his place, whatever, whatever. So me and my homegirl from the club, like, we talking, whatever, and they end up coming over to us, and they're like, oh, yeah, he wants us to come over. Y'all should pull up, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I hate to tell y'all, but he do not like me. Like, he don't like me. Oh, let's set him up. Let's act like you ain't know where you was going.
Goddamn. Right. Ruthless out here.
It got real busy.
It's a Toby movie.
So I'm like, all right. But my homegirl, she's like, I got work the next morning, and I can't go. So then I'm like, fuck it, I'll go. Like, I'm lit. Like, I'm going to go. And don't nobody put no fear in my heart. So we end up pulling up, basically. I walk in the house, and they like, hey, y'all. And I'm just behind them. Mind you, the girl opened the door. The shorty that been calling me her girlfriend, she opened the door. She looked and see me. She's like, oh, my God. Hey. Like, so she excited. Real shocked. Like, she real shocked. Like, oh, shit. Like, because there's multiple times she asked me to come home with them. And I'm like, is he okay with that? And he's like, nah, I don't want her. Like, I don't want her. And I've never, like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I've never been turned down. Like, this is coming from a place of insecurity.
Yeah.
So I walk in and he like, who that behind y'all? Oh, that's Kaya. Nah, you gotta go. I'm calling the cops. You need to leave my crib. I'm calling the cops. I'm like, hold on. I said, Bookie, I'm not even trying to be funny, but what's the problem with me? I said, because I don't have a problem with you. The problem is with your girl. Yeah. And he like, oh, nah, you gotta go. I don't want to talk to her. I'm telling you, a grown ass man throwing a bitch fit. Like, I don't want to talk to her right now. I don't want to talk to her. And I'm like, I'm just laughing. I'm like, I don't gotta be here, like, for real, for real. But the girls that I came with, they like, you not finna put your hands on her. Mm-hmm. She's not leaving because she rode with us. We will leave type shit. Like, they was really defending me. Mind you, I just met these girls that same night. Whole time, I thought these girls were sitting here trying to tell me I'm breaking up a happy home. But they had animosity towards him, too, because apparently he ain't an eight shit nigga.
Oh, wow.
But y'all know how that 3 months honeymoon phase go. It'll get a bitch real wet. And that's what he's showing her. So I'm like, whatever. So he's like, nah, I don't want to talk to her, whatever. And I'm like, all right, for real, I'm like, let us bring this outside. Like, because I feel like you feel like I got problems with you, and the problems ain't with you. It's with your shorty. Like, because she clearly don't know what she want to deal with. So we bring it outside and we talking or whatever. And he's like, nah, like, my neighbor just turned on the lights. We got to go talk about it inside. I said, all right, cool. So we go inside and I'm telling him about everything that happened. Whole time, he ain't know who the threesome I had was with. He thought it was with some random nigga. Whole time it was with her ex. And he was like, I didn't know that. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, and another thing is she be in the club telling customers and these girls that I'm her bitch. And he was like, nah, you gotta stop that. He was like, y'all go together. I said, no, I said, I don't even fuck with this girl. I don't have sex with this girl. I don't do nothing. We do not communicate. And he's like, he looked at her. He's like, you need to stop that right now. Da, 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 da. And she just sitting there with the puppy eyes like, okay, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I bet you are. Like, because you don't want to lose what you got. So then me and him, we talked shit out and clarified everything. Like, I'm like, the problem was never with you. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, when you called my phone fucking her and trying to be funny, I feel like that was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. He's like, nah, like, you know, it wasn't on no disrespect. And I was like, but I personally feel like you was insecure. Like,
it was.
Right. I'm like, I feel like you was insecure. I said, because that's not my bitch. So you calling my phone, like, you look like a bothered ass person. Like, there's nothing else to it. We clarified everything. Next thing I know, I'm arguing with her. She talk about, we ain't never link outside the club. I said, girl, that threesome and the one time I went with you to the hair store and Cindy's. I said, you have never seen the inside of my crib, Buki. You ain't never. She's like, when we was in the parking lot, I said, baby, we was at work. That's not linking outside the club. We was at work. We was in the parking lot. That's not at work. She's like, okay, okay, okay. And I'm like, yeah. I said, what we got was nothing. So then we end up, I don't know, I end up checking her and pressing her about, she talk about, oh, like, I've never been like this with anybody. I said, but rumor has it is you used to fuck with a bitch in the club and she literally mushed the shit out of you because you was doing too much. Like, you was on some type of timing, you know? She's like, I've never fucked nobody else in the club. And da da da. And I said, oh, that's crazy. Like, because that's not what I heard. And it wasn't from one person. Like, you know? So then we end up, you know, getting into it, whatever. And I'm like, I'm not finna argue with you. Like, I dead don't care. Like, it's whatever. So I'm leaving, and everybody that was there was like, nah, Kaya, like, come back. Like, you in a fucked up position. Like, you gotta come back. Like, we gonna figure this out. I said, nah, shorty in the back. She wanna leave, let her leave. Don't chase her. Da, 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 da. And I had to, cause I was drunk. I'm like, girl, like, fuck you. Like, of course not. Like, you gonna remain with the same fucked up dick that you dealing with. Like, deal with your own shit. So I'm leaving out, and dude come behind me, and he's like, you know, I just wanna thank you for clarifying some things. He's like, you know, granted the situation's fucked up, but I love her. I'm sick beside her. Y'all could be buffoons together.
Without
y'all
me.
Could be buffoons together. And I've had so much fun telling this story. Because, like, people don't witness some shit, like, go down between us, and they're like, yo, like, girl, you was dead wrong towards her, like, because what she has done towards me is dead wrong.
That's crazy.
Right. So then I'm in the car and I'm texting my friend that knew I was going there. And I'm like, yo, like, this shit is just blasphemy. Like, dude was going to call the cops on me. You a grown ass man. Like, you know. And she was like, nah. So I end up leaving. And I'm in my car, whatever. And I'm about to pull off. Here she go and him go run into my car to try to talk to me. Buki, y'all don't got nothing else to say. Because before I walked in, before I left, I told him, I said, let her be known that if anything happened to her, God rest her soul, I'm gonna say that right now, in the future, but if anything happened to her, I don't care. I said, in the club, make sure she don't ever speak to me, nothing, because at this point it's been 4 months and you done did too much to mess with my peace. I said, and you could also let her know she's dead to me. He's like, nah, you don't mean that. Da, 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 da. The sister, the one girl that I came up with, she opened the door. I said, I don't mean that. Here I am running across state lawn. I run aside. I said, oh, girl, just to let you know, you dead to me. Like, because if you ain't going to say it, I'll say it myself. It ain't no shaking bone in my body. So, yeah, that was how it went. I ended up blocking him on everything because whole time she unfollowed me and blocked me, but your nigga still following me. So, I'm confused. Like, what's going on? Like,
still I'm keeping tabs.
Right.
That was not quite Zane to the 100th power.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, like, I never thought I would have been in that kind of drama in the club, but
motherfuckers be out here. Mm-hmm.
So, it started out real good, but it ended bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm. that Don Julio Reposado gonna do it to you every time.
Every time.
It's the only kind of shot I get when I hit up Hangover.
Hey, you see, okay, so I used to be a Blanco drinking ass nigga.
Terramana.
And you see, now I didn't know. I always thought this was like so much more expensive. I'm like, man, I ain't paying all that shit. And lo and behold, it's like 50 cent more.
You thought it was like 1942.
I for sure thought. I'm not gonna say it was that high, but I'm thinking it's more than $8. I'm like, man, I ain't drinking that shit. And then one time I seen my ticket, I'm like, what? That's it? Oh yeah, give me that every time.
You know what I noticed in Hangover? A shot of Casamigos, I want to say, it costs more than a shot of Don Julio.
Yes.
In the liquor stores, Don Julio is more expensive than Casamigos.
Yeah.
I said, y'all could gladly give me that Don Julio, but it's because of popularity.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Casamigos is trash. Don't give me nothing Casamigos. I hate Casamigos. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not even that it don't get you lit or nothing, but like, I don't enjoy drinking Casamigos. Like, yeah, the Reposado, all right, it's cool. But Blanco, there's nothing good about it. Like, it's just, and it takes me forever to actually get drunk off Casamigos. I get more drunk off Terramana than I do Casamigos.
Ooh, Terramana.
And they be like, oh, Casafrico. No, Terramana, whole new coochie hole. Like, what do you mean? For real, like. But I love that Don Julio. I'm not gonna lie, that Don Julio, it got my heart right now. It do. The Reposado, it do. Cause I've had some bad experiences off that Espolón Blanco.
Oh yeah. No,
but that Espolón Reposado, yeah, we cool. Like we kicking it a little bit. But that Don Julio, we go together real bad.
All right. So how long have you been into females?
I came out to my mother when I was 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
This is when MTV Jams used to be a thing. And y'all know that song that goes, Boricua, Morena, Dominica. So the video, it was a bunch of bad bitches in the video holding their flag. And I said, Ma, I gotta tell you something. She like, what? I said, I think them girls in this video is so fine. She's like, okay. And I'm like, but I think I like girls. She's like, my auntie, she a stud.
Okay.
She's like, you know, like girls like, you know, your auntie. And I'm like, no, like, you know, I like the pretty bitches. Like, I want me a bad bitch behind me, you know? And she's like, okay. And ever since then, like, I was probably in the fifth grade. It was fifth grade summer. I was going into sixth grade. Never had a boyfriend, nothing. Like, I literally just lost my virginity to a man at 21.
Oh.
And I've been in the girls.
That's gonna be my next question.
Yeah, I just lost my virginity to a boy at 21. Worst experience ever.
How about that?
But I still have never had. I've never had a boyfriend because men are dogs, and like, okay, not all of them. Yeah. But I'm gonna say this. Men think they dogs, but I'm a Rottweiler, so don't play with me. I'm gonna say that, like. Men are growing into their sassy girl boy era.
Oh my God.
I hate that. Oh my word. God.
You know what? I seen another thing. Motherfucker said it's sassy to have a group message with your homies.
Okay, it's not sassy. It's not sassy, but I feel like if you in a group chat and this is where it really is like annoying, right? If you sitting in a group chat talking about all the bitches you fucked,
that's weird, you know?
Like, because bitches, when we in a group chat, we don't talk about that. We may talk about how a nigga may have hurt our feelings or this nigga couldn't keep a pee, whatever. We talking about how sassy you are, like how buffoon you is. Like, niggas like, yeah, you know, I just did this on her and da 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 da. Like, that's weird. That's, like, y'all don't talk about shit. Nothing but how you fuck the bitch. Like, that's, I don't know. I just,
this nigga
talk
about
sassy.
Sports.
See, I don't find that
sharing
sassy.
TikToks.
See, and I don't find that sassy because it's like, that's what a group chat is. A group chat is like, you know, when we gonna plan this, or look at this TikTok, I thought it was funny, or I could relate, or everyday shit.
Yeah.
But if all you do is sit in a group chat, talk about how you was fucking or dogging a bitch out,
I don't think I've ever.
Boo, like, you are lame.
Like, even when I was single, I don't think I've ever. Well, I'm not the type of nigga to be telling, hey, I fucked this bitch. Dude. Like, that was always weird.
If you kissed and tell, you was just lame.
That was always weird to me. Like, yeah.
Don't nobody know about my bodies. Don't nobody, except for my best friend, and that's because we live together. So you gonna know what goes on and what goes in and what goes out, you know? But other than that, like, my business is my business. I'm not secretive. I'm not gonna say I'm secretive, but if I feel like it don't need to be shared, if it's not being asked, or if it's not being asked in a properly manner, I'm not gonna answer you correctly. I'm gonna stretch the truth out.
All right, so was that, was your, when you were 21, is that the only guy you've ever been with?
No. Okay. It's not. So, right after that is when I joined the military. Okay. And so I went into the military like, I'm gonna be surrounded by men. I might be attracted to men. Like, and you know, I'm not gonna cap, like, as much as I'm not attracted to men, there are very attractive men in the military. Like, you know, they keep themselves up to par. So I'm like, I just might find my husband or my baby daddy, like something. So while I was in the military, once I got to Texas, I'm like, I know when I get to Texas, like, I'm gonna meet some fine ass men. Like, I just know it. I was living in the barracks at the time. I was Tinder dicking real bad. And I had met this guy and I'm like, you know what? I'm a little horny. Let me see what, like, let me see what it's about. Man, that was the worst Thursday night of my life. I said, oh my God, like, you are lame. Like, you came in here with this yellow white tee. Oh no, he's talking about, oh, we can meet again on Friday. No, baby, I'm busy. Like, I'm busy. I'm not busy doing nothing but sitting in my barracks room, but you will never link me again. Like, it was just so bad. That was my first experience. Like, well, my second experience being with a guy, but my first experience, like, in the military, and I'm just like, yeah, no. My second experience, we had went to Austin.
She blushing?
No, I'm not, because this is like really embarrassing. We had went to Austin. So when I first got to Texas, I was the only girl in my unit.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was like, I was surrounded by boys. And at this point, like, if I'm getting drunk on 6th Street and I'm horny, I'm gonna fuck anything in sight. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna be what they called a 304. I'ma be a hoe. Like, fuck it. Like, I don't
That's
care.
What
I
they got call nothing. Them in the military?
No. Oh. No, in the stripper industry.
Oh, okay.
But in the military, I'm a barracks bunny. So I'm like, okay, like, fuck it. Like, so this the second guy I did something in the military with. And we was leaving 6th Street and he, you know. So I started playing with it. We're on the way back from Austin. And I'm like, fuck, like, what am I getting myself into? Whatever. It didn't get no further than that. I literally just played with his dick in the back of the car. Then I was going through a really bad, well, it wasn't a breakup. We wasn't in a relationship, but we was far enough to say, like, if you have sex with somebody, you cheating on me. We wasn't in a relationship, but if you know,
y'all
so
was
we went through,
be exclusive.
Yeah, gotcha. We was in a breakup, quote unquote. And, I drank a whole bottle of, it wasn't Sutterholm, Barefoot, that pink Moscato, whole bottle by myself in my barracks room. Unintentionally, he walks up to my door, knocks on my door in the barracks room. I'm home by myself. I was masturbating. I'm butt naked. I didn't know who was at my door, so I'm hiding behind the door. And he's like, you ain't got no clothes on. I'm like, fuck. He's like, can I come in? I'm like, man, at this point, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, fuck it. Like, and don't nobody know this story, but I'm like, at this point, it don't mean nothing. So we did the do whatever. This is the same guy I touched in Austin on the way back. And we did whatever. We was in the same company. And I was just like, damn, don't bring this up in the company, like, whatever. But he a Marine, so he wasn't gonna say nothing. Marines got their secrets. They do not say
they
nothing.
Have Marines here?
Wait, yeah.
Mm-mm. He was Marines and then came to the Army.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. So then, you know, he did his little 1-2, whatever. It wasn't good. I literally, out of the three bodies I've had, they was trash. Like,
that's because you're not my attracted family, to them.
No,
probably.
But my family told me, like, oh, like, you know, it's always better after the first time because you've never had it.
Hell.
And you know what they say? First is worst, second is best. Like, third time's a charm. So I'm thinking, all right, like, this gonna be good. I'm not gonna say it was the worst I had. It was the best that I had out of three, but it wasn't enough for me. Yeah. Like, bitches fucked me better. So I'm like, all right, whatever. We was cool. Like, we was homies, like, whatever. And then I was just like, yeah, dick ain't for me. Like, I don't want it. It don't please me. So, they don't know. They try to get themselves off. I need to get off. What about me? What about my needs?
So in your women relationships, are you more of the masculine one or not necessarily, because you, obviously you're not stud, but it's got to be a...
So,
are you the strapper? Are you getting strapped? Is that the thing for you or what?
So I'm real nasty. I like you both.
Okay.
I could get real dominant and I could get real submissive.
Got you.
But it depends on the type of person.
Okay.
This one girl I was talking to, she was real. It didn't make sense because she wasn't a lesbian. But she was real dominant. But she loved her some dick. I'm like, hold on.
That sounds like me. Is it me that you are speaking of?
Right. And she, like, something about, I don't know. I don't know what it is about these bisexual women when they watch gay porn. I think that's what it is. They're like, you know what? Let me see what I can do.
So we got gay porn as in two women or gay porn as two men?
No, two women.
Okay.
And she was just like, nah, I want to fuck you. And I'm like, damn, like, hold on. You bringing out my submissive side. But I was told multiple times that when I fuck like a nigga.
Okay.
Because when I'm not going to cap to you. Once I put that thing on, I'm not Zakiya. I'm Zachariah. Like, I'm Zakai. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, like, I'm Kai. Like, it's no Kaya. I'm Kai. What's up? Like, no, like, baby, strap your arms to this bar. Like, I'm Christian Grey, you know? And that's what it was. Like, I'm very much a switch. Like, if you can make me submissive, I'll submit. But if you don't make me submissive, I'm gonna be dominant.
Dominate your ass.
And I'm really gonna do some shit to you that's gonna have you thinking I'm a nigga with a pussy. Like, and that's just it. That's just all. that's just how the game go with me.
I would say that did sound like you. I feel like that would be you.
I love my husband. Yes. I love my husband to death, right? Never leaving him.
I got a question. Y'all be having threesomes.
We have before.
Okay.
It's been a long time. People think we have.
But you be looking at bitches like, damn.
Absolutely.
It be like that because bitches be bad.
If you talk to the right person around here, you would think we be just fucking bitches every fucking night. That's not the case at all.
Okay. But I feel like when you are in a heterosexual relationship, spice things up.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? Because guys know what guys want. Girls know what girls want. So when it comes down to a homosexual relationship, it's very hard to be like, nah, let's add somebody in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because a lot of guys don't know what women want. And a lot of women don't know what guys want.
We definitely have these conversations.
Yeah, we have on a regular.
Y'all got to spice things up. Not me asking the questions. No, hold on. That's what we want.
We're good.
It's a conversation.
Like, we both. So if you got any more questions, you for sure can ask it. Like, that's the whole point. We don't want to just be asking the whole time. Like, nah,
shot
we
time.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee it's people probably gonna listen to this podcast and think we fucking you right after this.
Facts.
Like, y'all, they not.
It's not. Like,
they not.
It's not even like that. But like we said, it's people out there who think, oh, the Hemshawdies just be fucking everybody. Like, no.
Like, oh, girl, don't. Hangover that one time. She at the bar. It's another girl, her friend. She said, hey, this him shawty wife, she be fucking a hoes. Like, wait, what? Like, that's not even.
You know what's so crazy?
Not factual?
You know what's so crazy? Back to the club. There's a staff member, because he's not security, I don't think. His shorty came in the club. His wife, I'm sorry, I'm not going to say shorty, came in the club. It was her birthday. And she's like, oh my God, like, you're so fine. I want to dance from you. We're looking for a unicorn type shit, everything like that. Okay. And I'm like, I'll kick it with you. She was like, yeah, like, you know, I'm trying to experiment. That girl is on my body. Every time I come in, he's like, my wife been asking you where you been. You're stealing my wife from me. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I have not even talked to her. Like, I get a lot of, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I get a lot of where, like, the girl's really trying to get to know me and not the men. But, like, I'm not a unicorn. Yeah. I'm not a unicorn. And I'm not, like, my threesome that I had was one and done type shit. Yeah. Because clearly we see where it left me. I cannot. Like, I'm sorry, but I cannot. Like, there's just...
I feel you.
No.
Once, like, you get that one bad taste in your mouth, you're
like, y'all gotta be, you know, y'all gotta be real in love to have a threesome with me, because this coochie comes with, this coochie comes with power.
Like I said,
Boogie said, pussy power. It's not your average.
I feel that.
But I used to be in a relationship with a female, and
female relationships are hard.
They're
very toxic. Yes, they're very hard too.
That was the worst experience. I'm still like
traumatized.
What? I start therapy tomorrow.
I have never.
And I'm
never,
pretty sure that is the root cause of why I need therapy tomorrow.
I have never in my life been crazy. But the girl that I told you about that I had that situation with, that she cheated on me. It was enough to be cheated on. Oh, I went to her room. She was in the room with her ex. So I keyed her car from trunk to hood. Driver's passenger. Keyed her car. Ended up in the police station the next day. Because I told her I did that. I said, I left a little gift on your car for trying to play with me. Don't play with me. And a month and a half later, we was fucking with each other again. But you know what I'm saying? Like, toxic. It was just, it was so toxic. But like, females, like, one thing about me is, don't try to do me dirty, because I'm going to do you dirt. Don't try to do me soil, because I'm going to do you root. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. Like, I'm very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so when I react off my emotions, there's no guilt behind it until maybe a month or two later. I'm sorry. I ended up in therapy behind that bitch, because I'm not that crazy. Like, well, I am kind of crazy. My one ex. My one ex, she tried to play me about her ex-girlfriend in front of my face as she was living with me, and I pulled a knife out on her. But that was the craziest thing I've ever done. Like, aside from the knife and keying somebody's car, I've never done anything like that, because I like to be a soft girl. I like to make me submissive, make me cry because I miss you, you know? Like, and that's what this girl right now is doing to me. Like, oh my God. But like, no.
All right, here we go. Send her something spicy right now.
Send her something spicy?
Right, randomly, whether it's a picture.
I literally just did that last week, I think.
Do it again.
Oh no, on Sunday. I'm sorry. Just this past Sunday. All right. Let me see.
And so you may not, you don't got me on Snapchat, do you?
I don't have you on Snapchat. Okay, I don't be on Snapchat though.
All right, so on my Snapchat, I'm a person that I'm an advocate for pleasing your partner through like pictures and stuff.
And I'm long distance, so yes, I got to.
Exactly. Yeah, so,
what's your Wi-Fi? Because
oh no, you good?
It's called Get Your Own Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Okay.
Let me type it in.
Type.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Can't be saying a Wi-Fi password.
Right. I don't want anybody to know.
But nah, I'm an advocate for Titty Tuesday and whatever fuck else you want to do.
It's done, y'all. It's done.
So it's
I just sent her a whole video on Sunday because I was in Austin for my friend's birthday. We got drunk as fuck on Sixth Street, and it said, send a nude to your, hold on. Let me find it. Cause it definitely said like, send a nude to your bae or something. And I sent her something wild. She's like, and I'm so glad you thought of me. Like, who else would I think of? Come on. Like when I'm, okay, one thing about me is when I'm all about a person, I'm all about
in.
A person.
You all in. That's what's up. Yeah.
I'm literally a cancer. When I fall hard.
When's your birthday?
July 14th.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
And so when, yeah, I got a Leo rising in my chart, but that just comes from my cockiness. But I told her, I'm like, listen, I was drunk. I was so drunk. And I'm like, is it too soon to say them words? It's been a month. What? It hasn't even been a month. We linked up for, I've known her though for a minute because we used to have a little bit of beef. But when I linked up with her, it was February 9th. And I'm like, damn, like Shorty Bat, like she's a pretty, I'm gonna just show y'all. She's so beautiful. When I tell y'all, like, we did a photo shoot together and everything. Like, okay. She's a beautiful ass woman. And I'm like, yeah, I got to have her. I'm the one on the left.
Oh, damn. I was trying to zoom in.
Oh, no, you clicked it. This her, right here.
Okay. Oh, she's cute.
Like, she bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, I got to.
And where is she at?
She live in New York.
Okay.
This her. And in my hand, she's holding my bags. Like,
okay.
Y'all see what that bag say?
Yeah.
Balenciaga. Okay. Like, she did her big one for me. And I'm just like, damn. And I'm not a materialistic person. Sometimes, like, she be doing a lot of stuff for me. And it gets overwhelming because I've been the person to give that. I bought a bitch an iPad. I've paid somebody's rent. Car note, like, you know, like, I've been that person, and I'm just like, nah.
It's like, you don't know how to take it. Like, yeah, are you sure, like, you want to give this to me?
Is that
that's
how you, what I'm is that how you feel?
Yes.
Okay, like, I can see.
Oh, my God. Like,
I can feel
I don't
that.
Know how to accept it, you know?
I can for sure see that.
I'm the gift giver.
It's so funny because usually we be on FaceTime and it's like real weird that we're not on FaceTime right now because we be on FaceTime
24/7.
And she was not a FaceTime person. And she just told me like yesterday or today, like, you really got me addicted to FaceTime. Like, I'm really falling for you. And I'm like,
give it a black love.
I love it because I'm gonna. She has no choice but to stay with me. Because I'm a Cancer and I'm crazy. C and C. It starts with the same letter. Period.
I'm a Capricorn.
My sister sign. We are crazy. Don't play with us. What's your sign?
Taurus.
Okay, three crazy people in the room. Like, there's nothing else to it. Like, we are crazy. Please.
You know what? He's not crazy.
Thank you.
He's not crazy.
He's crazy. He's crazy, but he tries to hide it because he's one of them people that's like, oh, this is on my mind and I'm not going to say anything. I've dealt with a Taurus.
Big facts.
We need a shot on that.
Yeah. Because, come on. Pour us up.
Lord.
Taurus are so humble.
Facts.
He gets on my nerves, but I love him so much.
Yeah. It'd be like that, though. It'd be like that. Because you don't want to scare somebody away with your craziness. And it's so funny because last weekend, no, Sunday, I was so drunk. And I'm telling this girl, I'm like, I want to be with you. Like, and she's like, oh, like, I want to too, but I don't want to rush things. Like, when we fall in love, we fall in love. And the next day I look at it, I'm like, I would have told myself to shut up. Like, what do you mean? Like, I would have told myself to shut up because I am like that. Like, if you get too clingy with me, it's overbearing.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait. So y'all talking 24/7 ain't too clingy?
No. Because.
So what's too clingy to you then?
Because when we're on FaceTime, we just act like we're with each other. We're not like talking 24/7. We watch shows together, movies together.
1998 type.
Right. Yes. That hopeless romantic, like, 90s kind of love.
You sleep? No, I ain't sleep.
Right. I hear you breathing.
Yesterday she told me, go to bed. I know you're tired. I'm like, no, I just want to look at your face. Like, type shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I can't sit on FaceTime and talk 24/7.
Yeah, facts.
I want to be like, especially if we're long distance, because I've never, well, I've been in a long distance, but not long distance.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if we're on FaceTime, I just want to feel your presence. Mm-hmm. And FaceTime is enough. Thank God for iPhones.
Facts.
But other than that, it's like, no, like the, okay, so the last girl I was dealing with, she literally lived out here in Heights. And
y'all never saw each other.
No, we saw each other. But when we was with each other, I'm on my phone. I just wanted your presence.
Yeah.
Your presence. I didn't need you to be up under me or et cetera, et cetera. I just needed to feel your presence. I needed to feel that you were next to me. And she was a Leo. Leos ain't shit. I'm just gonna say that right now. Leos are the worst prideful motherfuckers. I don't know who their sign is that they're in love with, but a Leo ain't for me. And my last three situationships were Leos.
God damn.
But my last relationship, so all my actual relationships, mm-hmm. I've only ever been in three mm-hmm. relationships. And they were almost close to 2 years, but they were Scorpios. And yikes. Scorpios are very, very problematic, toxic. And that's the girl I'm dealing with now. But I'm not going to push myself away. I'm not going to do it.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't self-sabotage your right. goddamn.
I'm not going to. We just had this conversation
last night with somebody.
I'm going to be very soft. Don't get me wrong. I give off like, oh, she's very like, what's the word? Like tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like you play with me. Like there's something coming mm-hmm. after that. But with her, I'm just like, damn, like, you don't even know that I'm falling for you. She's a Scorpio. And Cancers and Scorpios go together real yeah. bad. And I'm just like, damn, like.
So how many times have y'all seen each other? Like,
once.
As a relationship?
Once.
And
when she came to Houston. But.
She said yeah, they used to be friends a long time ago.
As of today, no, we've never been friends. We was beefing because of my ex.
Beefing with her.
Because of my ex. But we get to see each other. She comes out here on March 22nd.
Oh, good. Right down the street.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what, 15 days? Like, I will. But when I tell you, like, I'm falling for this girl. And I don't know if it's the lesbian in me. Because, you know, girls fall fast, period.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do love this girl. Like I said, she shows me things that I've never witnessed. And things that I've already witnessed. And those things that I've already witnessed are the things that hold me together.
Gotcha.
You know, like the reassurance and the appreciation and the attention. Like, I was on the phone with her today and she was like, I was missing you and I was gonna text you. And she was like, she had a strategic plan on how she was gonna text me. And in that strategic plan, when she was gonna text me, it was right after she was gonna text somebody else. I called her during that. And I'm like, it's fate, baby. It's fate, baby. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm supposed to be with you. There's nothing else to it.
How long is she gonna be out here?
She's only gonna be out here from the 22nd, I think, until the 28th. So
that's,
it's not
like
long.
That's a week.
But hold on.
That's a lot of fucking gonna be going on.
Right. But then about 6 days later, I'm flying out there.
Oh, because
she has a surprise trip for me. And I'm just like, I don't know what it is.
Oh, so
she
don't know where you're going? Y'all just
I don't know where I'm going. I just know that I'm flying out to Jersey. And she said one day is gonna be spectacular. And it's like, baby.
Oh, that's lit.
I'm a military baby. So let's get married. Sign this contract and let's do what it do, you know. But that's my olden days.
That's lit.
I finally got out, but
to get flown out and then flown somewhere else, that's
a surprise.
She, when I tell y'all,
that's doing the beat.
She even brags about it. She's like, I'm such a good gift giver. I'm this. I do so good.
Language.
And I'm like, oh my. It is her love language is gift giving and gift receiving. Don't get me wrong. We are two different type of people.
Mm-hmm.
So me giving gifts will never amount to the gifts that she gives me.
That's hard to live up to, goddamn.
She went out for Valentine's Day, took me to Saks Fifth.
Saks Fifth, yeah.
And got me sneakers, from Balenci. And a bag to match. The bag was more expensive than the sneakers. Oh, and I'm like,
I ain't got that kind of money, baby.
Yeah, we broke, baby.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. If I would have been out of the military and working the job that I was working in the military, before the military, oh, baby, let's go. What you want? I mean, I'm not making enough for that.
Facts.
I got bills. I got rent. I got car insurance, a phone bill. Like, my car is paid off. Don't get me wrong. Ooh. But I got a car insurance. And that shit ain't cheap for Texas. I'm going to say that right now. When
and
I was
you
in PA.
25.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a female.
Catch me when I am 26 years old, baby. I'm going to get you whatever you like. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you whatever you like.
Hey, that's crazy. Do you know, like, so I think, like, the highest insurance is, like, female under 25, and then sports car
with a color red.
Or and then sports car with color red.
So I'm a female under 25 with a car that has sports mode on it and the color blue. My car insurance ain't cheap. It's not. It's over $200. Oh, I was trying so hard. We went to a lake trip like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, we're going to get so drunk. My one of my guy friends, him and his friend was customers in our club. They still are. They're our regulars. And we went to Belton Lake. Yeah. And we're like, me and my best friend, we're going to get so drunk, start twerking on the car. Didn't even happen because, you know, the sun's setting too early right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to this weekend. It's not going to happen no more. But, yeah, like, we was trying to act a fool. But we had such a great time. Such a great time. And I wanna have one of them videos where I'm on the top of the hood shaking my ass. Like, like, I'm trying to be lit. I'm trying to have a great time. Like, and my family always tells me, especially my older sister, because me and her are so close, I want her to see, like, damn, bitch, like, you having a great time out in Texas. Like, and we keep talking about her coming out here, but it's so hard for her to come out here because she got a baby and she's married.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, like, when daddy gonna take her, you know? Like, when is our dad gonna take her? So we trying to plan that, but it's so hard. It's so, so hard.
Speaking of turn up lit, May 4th, him Shawty birthday bash. Where we at? Volume like 4? How many have I had?
I think so. This might be 3.
Not as 4. Two night ones and then the brunch.
Come on. Take this shot.
I feel like this one's going to be like... Ooh. I feel like this one's going to be very overboard because last year was brunch. I'm not going to say it wasn't overboard, but... It was calm compared to...
Did we just drink a whole bottle of Don Julio down there?
We sure did.
Yes.
Oh, I just got the goosebumps.
I'm about to say, it's probably cold in here. Our AC be on like 70.
I love me some cold air. It's the only way I can sleep.
Nice. Good. Say me nice. Too. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dark and cold air.
Mm-hmm.
May 4th, him Shawty birthday bash, Hangover Bar and Grill. Make sure y'all come out.
I'll be there. Y'all could come and see Peaches.
I will be doing I got approved to do pre-sale tickets.
Oh shit. Don't worry about it. You know I promote everything on my Instagram. Like,
soon as I should have had a flyer in the morning. I'm for sure I got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna promote that.
What else we got? Country soul-ish. Yeah, it'll probably be already started by the time this come out. Yeah. What else we got? Him Shawty Friday. Him Shawty Fridays. Every Friday at Hangover. Shawty, not Shawty Bag. Well, it might be Shawty. We gonna make this announcement. It might be Shawty Bag Saturdays because he might be going live.
So, one thing I know. Hold on. Let me get the flyer up before I say anything. Because Blueprint bringing a fine bitch to the club.
Mona Leah, yeah.
She coming out on the 29th. And I just know I'm finna be in the club. So y'all can gladly pull up to the club. I'm going to just say it now. Naked City. Pull up to Naked City. We're going to have a great night. Pull up to Hangover. pregame, whatever it is, we gonna have a great night. That's a bad bitch. Down the street.
We gotta go. Let's go. Do we have anything to do Saturday?
San Antonio.
Hopefully.
This Saturday, I'm not gonna be there this weekend. All right. Next weekend, I'm gonna be there.
Just let me know. We're gonna pull up. I don't know. Lately, I've had
some more chicken.
Do we have some more chicken?
Yeah. More chicken? Oh, I want a piece of chicken.
You need some hot sauce too?
I do. Oh my God. I love me some fried food. Whenever I drink any tequila, I love fried food.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I got you.
All right, go ahead and hit them with your social media, how they can contact, how they can book you, how they can do all that good stuff.
So I'm actually a cosmetologist as well. Okay. You can look me up on Style C at Zakiya MUA. And my Instagram is kaya.yax. That's my personal, where I post all my dancer page. And my professional page as far as doing hair is Kaya with two A's, K-I-Y-A-A dot the with two E's dot stylist. So if y'all ever need y'all makeup, hair done, whatever, y'all can message me, everything like that. Don't get me wrong, my book during the week is very claustrophobic. Yeah. But on the weekends, I'm always available. So if y'all ever want y'all makeup, hair done, whatever it is, hit me up and I got y'all.
Follow me on all social media, HimShawty254. That's Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. What else is there?
I guess we can say me.
X, Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
X, Twitter.
Don't follow me on Twitter because y'all going to see a whole lot of gay reposts of bitches eating pussy. I'm just saying, like, don't ever follow me on Twitter because Twitter is my porn hub.
Twitter for sure is porn hub.
Yeah. Twitter is nasty.
I don't even know.
I bet you any money if I log in, if I go in right now, it's going to be something gay. Let's see. Cause it's not even Twitter anymore. It's X. Look, y'all eat pussy. That's the first thing that pop up. Do. Look. Told y'all, like, Twitter is nasty, and I don't know who the owner of Twitter is, but
Twitter just got Elon.
It is Elon, right?
Okay. It wasn't always like that. I don't know when it changed. I don't know what
Why pay for OnlyFans when you can go on Twitter? Like, I be nothing and like
it went from
I be letting,
laughing to pussy.
Literally, I could nut off Twitter in 2 minutes. Like, oh my God. I love me some Twitter. That's all that's to it.
All right, hit them with your social.
My one social. So I'm TT Eileen. TT Eileen Hines on Facebook.
You do not have no TT in front of your name on Facebook.
Well, I'm Auntie though. I'm old.
I mean, we do got nieces.
It's just
nephews.
Eileen Hines on Facebook.
Okay. I'm gonna add you on Facebook. Don't worry about it. Facebook though, because I feel like I've grown. No, that's not even why. I used to be on Facebook, but I've outgrown it. I'm not a social media junkie. Only time I'm on social media is if I'm promoting something for the club that I work at. Okay. Other than that, catch me on TikTok. But even on TikTok, I got about like 10.6K followers. You only see me post like once every 3 months. Like,
sheesh.
And it be cap cuts.
You gotta get on that. You gotta get your money on TikTok.
I do. But I hate social media because I will argue
a
bitch down.
Work.
I'm like E. Kane. Y'all know who Erica Kane is?
Toxic as fuck.
I'm like her. If you say something like her on my fucking video, baby, I'ma come for you so bad. Like,
yeah, E. Kane be going through.
Like I said,
not
in
with
the
just
beginning.
The public, but with her baby daddy.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, I'm not just all mouth. My hands get crazy too.
Sheesh.
That's why I wear 7 rings. Cause baby, what's up? Like, it's nothing.
We appreciate you for coming on the podcast, for talking your shit, telling us all about your stuff.
I appreciate for being here.
For sure gonna invite you back one day. Maybe you can bring
my best friend.
Which one is your
my best friend that I forced to work at the club with me? I I forced her for 2.5 months. Forced
and
her.
And she gave in.
And she gave in. And now she's not working at the club.
Oh, damn.
But I told her she got to come out when my sting come out, because my sting told me she going to pull out 5K. So
oh,
we both got to get our bag.
I want to pull up that night.
Facts. Me too.
I'll tell you what night it is. I'm pretty sure it's on the 22nd.
22nd? What day?
Of March.
Bruh.
Yep. So y'all going to go toe-to-toe.
Oh, that's a Friday. Cool. It I'm already out. Cool.
Yep.
Y'all can come to Hangover Free Game with
we
you.
We will. Yeah. Yep. So y'all make sure y'all pop out March 22nd. Peaches and Goldie gonna be in the building. And make sure y'all got that bag, because we don't like broke niggas or broke bitches.
We broke over here.
It's okay, because me too.
And we out.
Bye.